Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first, there have been a number of recent cases of international students being underpaid, or otherwise exploited in their workplaces. Just how widespread and ongoing is this issue?
Well, that's the problem. We're not quite sure exactly how widespread it is. As you mentioned in the introduction, we get about 2% or less than 2% actually of the disputes that are lodged with our agency come from international students. However, we know that international students make up the largest cohort of visitors to Australia with working rights. There are about 560,000 international students enrolled in Australia, and nearly 40% of those are enrolled in New South Wales. We know that they account for a larger proportion of our workforce, and we think that the small number of disputes that we're receiving are an indication that they're not coming forward rather than an indication that they are not suffering some of these issues. We actually initiated some research, and through this research we found that there are a number of barriers that are stopping students from coming forward to us. Some of those barriers are that they're young and inexperienced and they might not know a lot about workplace relations in Australia. Others are that they're in a foreign country and they may be isolated without friends or family and not know where to go. And also, unfortunately, about more than half of the students think that if they were to raise an issue, their situation wouldn't get any better or it would get worse. And they're particularly worried about the status of their visa or particularly having their visa cancelled if that was a complaint. So we need to break down some of those barriers, and that's what our engagement strategy is all about.
That's really interesting. I think it's interesting that last fear that you mentioned about visa issues. Now, as the Fair Work Ombudsman has stated, the international students are at a disproportionate risk to risk of exploitation in the workplace. What makes them so vulnerable in that case, given that they are working on legitimately and on visas?
Well, international students have a certain amount of hours that they're allowed to work per week under their visa. And unfortunately, what we find in some cases is that an employer may get one of these students to work over their hours and then sort of hold that over their head as a threat. And if they were to come forward and to complain about being underpaid, they would dob them in for working too many hours and then they'd have their visa cancelled and they wouldn't be able to complete their studies. So what we've done is we've been able to arrange a special agreement with the Department of Immigration and Border Protection where students who believe they've been exploited in the course of their work are able to come forward to us and give us details. And if they're cooperating with us, we can get protections for them so that they won't have their visa cancelled. Of course, they have to meet certain conditions in the future, including to agree to abide by all their visa conditions. But we can take away some of that uncertainty and some of that fear by providing assurances that if they cooperate with us, they won't suffer any negative repercussions in terms of their visa status. So that's one of the things that we're trying to get out there as part of this strategy and the open letter that we've issued this week, is providing international students with information on where to go for help and that little bit of assurance, say that if you do come to us, we can make sure that you don't suffer any negative consequences.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Mark Lee, Director of Media for the Office of the Fair Work Ombudsman, about the issues of employers taking advantage of international students. Now, Mark, you just mentioned the open letter and some of the things which you're currently trying to promote and generate awareness about for international students. Can you tell us a little bit about the open letter and how it is that you are looking to reach out to the community of international workers in Australia?
Well, the open letter has been published right around the country, and the stats that I have as of yesterday is that we've reached an audience of over about 3 million people so far, and we're continuing to push that out through various channels, through mainstream media and through social media and through direct engagement in multicultural media as well as the weeks progress. So hopefully we reach a lot of people, and we're able to tell them that that all international students who are working in Australia have the same work rights as any other worker. They're entitled to be paid the same minimum rates of pay under the award system, and they're entitled to come forward to the Fair Work Ombudsman if they believe that there's an issue in their workplace that they need help with, and if they do that, they won't suffer any negative consequences.
Well, a final question for you, Mark. If there are any international students who are switched on to 2SER or who are aware of issues that are going on in their workplace, what is the best approach to trying to get things resolved?
the best approach is to give us a call on 13 13 94. You're also able to visit our website, fairwork.gov.au, and there are a range of channels on our website where you can provide us with information. One of them is that we have an anonymous tip-off tool. So if people are still feeling a little bit concerned and they don't want to reveal their identity, they can provide us information anonymously. And they can actually provide that information to us in their own language. We have the page translated into about 16 languages other than English. So they can write to us in Mandarin, they can write to us in Spanish, and that information gets translated and provided to our inspectors in real time so that we're able to take action and take it quickly.
Well, Mark, it'll be excellent to see an improvement on what is definitely a massive issue for a lot of international students who are working here in Australia. Thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the problem and the steps you're taking to solve it.
Thank you.